Here's your fair value brief for Saturday, July 25, 2026. This weekend's markets might look quiet, but two big forces are building under the surface: oil's geopolitical squeeze and AI's infrastructure arms race. Let's break it down. First, oil. Brent crude dropped 3.9% on Friday to $96.78, while WTI slipped 3.1% to $89.31. But don't let that pullback fool you. The real story is the two critical choke points now threatening global supply: Houthi attacks on Saudi tankers in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, on top of the already tense Strait of Hormuz, mean about 25% of the world's oil is suddenly at risk. That's not just a problem for gas prices. It's a problem for everything we ship. JP Morgan's warning that Brent could hit $114 if this drags on. That's a $7 to $8 monthly jump in crude costs, and a potential spike to $4.50 at the pump just as back-to-school and holiday shipping kick in. The U.S. is pumping near-record shale, but even that can offset a quarter of global supply under threat. Watch for two things next week. Will Iran escalate? And how long can Saudi Arabia's spare capacity hold out? Now to AI. NVIDIA and South Korea's SK Group just dropped a $500 billion plan to build AI factories, not just chip plants, but full-stack data centers, memory, and networking hubs across Korea and Japan. The message is clear: AI isn't just about algorithms anymore. It's about owning the physical infrastructure, the new refineries of the digital age. Meanwhile, Japan's rolling out a 140-megawatt AI cloud, and Korea's Naver is teaming up with NVIDIA to expand its own capabilities. The winners in AI won't just write code, they'll control the hardware running it. Crypto's looking deceptively calm, too. Bitcoin's holding steady at $63,948, down just a quarter percent, and Ethereum's barely moved at $1,857. But under the surface? Three cross-chain bridges got hacked in 48 hours: AFX Trade, B-Squared Network, and Verus Coin, losing $35 million. That's not just a security failure. It's a reminder that crypto's infrastructure is still fragile. And with only 40% of countries actually enforcing crypto's travel rule for tracking transactions, regulators are getting nervous. Oh, and Bitcoin's trading volume? 70% below its weekly average. Thin markets like this are a recipe for sudden swings. Equities are telling a split story. The S&P's holding flat in futures, but the Nasdaq's down 1.2%, dragged lower by Intel's 7.9% plunge on Friday. Why? Because investors are realizing that $140 billion in AI spending doesn't mean much if it wipes out free cash flow. Intel's revenue grew 15%, but the market wants profits, not just growth promises. The standout: Schlumberger, up 11% on surging oil services demand and a side hustle in data center cooling for AI. In a market this fragmented, picking the right sector matters more than betting on the macro trend. Now, the big picture. Oil's dual blockade, the Bab el-Mandeb and Hormuz Straits, isn't just a shipping problem. It's a freight problem. 90% of global trade moves by ship, and if oil stays elevated, everything gets more expensive. Food, electronics, you name it. The Fed's already watching inflation, and $4 gas creeping toward $4.50 won't help. Meanwhile, the bond market's pricing in next week's Fed hike, 8 basis points, so roughly a quarter point. But the real debate is about 2027. The flattening yield curve suggests traders expect rate cuts then, but with core inflation stuck at 2.8% and oil surging, that's far from guaranteed. If the Fed hikes next week but doesn't signal near-term cuts, long-term yields could jump, making borrowing more expensive for everyone. The dollar's quietly rallying, too, up 0.7% this week to 101.47 on the index. That's bad news for commodity currencies like the Australian and Canadian dollars, and terrible news for the yen, which just hit a 34-year low against the greenback. Japan's near-zero rates make the yen the world's favorite funding currency for risky bets, and if the Bank of Japan doesn't hike soon, 170 yen per dollar is next. A stronger dollar hurts U.S. exporters and multinational earnings, but it does make imports cheaper, which could actually help the Fed's inflation fight. Around the world, the Middle East's escalation is rippling through economies. Bahrain and Kuwait launching airstrikes on Iran. That's a first, and it's already adding 12 cents to a gallon of gas in just 2 weeks. Shipping's getting hit, too. War risk insurance for Red Sea tankers has tripled, and some carriers are rerouting around Africa, adding 10 days and $1 million per trip. And don't overlook food. Wheat futures are up 5% this week because grain shipments from Ukraine and Russia are getting delayed. If this drags into August, bread prices are next. China's AI ambitions are running into a wall, literally. Its new Kimi K3 model, with 2.8 trillion parameters, had to pause signups after 48 hours because of GPU shortages. U.S. chip restrictions are biting, and China's response is fragmenting. Some firms are pushing open-source models. Others are lobbying for state-funded chip breakthroughs. Meanwhile, the U.S. just added 13 more Chinese AI firms to its export blacklist. The tech cold war is getting colder. Europe's caught in its own energy bind. Germany's fast-tracking a Canadian LNG project to replace Russian gas, but Australia's talking about slapping a windfall tax on gas exporters, which could raise LNG prices for Europe. The green transition's hitting a reality check. Affordable, reliable energy doesn't come easy. Now, the company's making waves. Schlumberger's up 11% on offshore drilling demand and a surprising side gig, cooling data centers for AI. Intel's down 7.9% after its $140 billion AI spending plan turned free cash flow negative. The lesson? Investors don't care about growth if it doesn't turn a profit. Arm's down 8.1% because its mobile-focused chips aren't keeping up with AI's shift to data centers. Adobe's up 6.1% thanks to AI tools like Firefly driving 20% revenue growth in digital media, proof that recurring AI revenue gets rewarded. And then there's Tesla, down 2.1% on Friday and 17% for the week, as investors question whether $140 billion in AI and robotaxi bets will pay off or just burn cash. From Washington, all eyes are on the Fed's July 29th meeting. A quarter-point hike is a done deal, but the real questions are, how many more hikes are coming in 2026? Will Powell hint at cuts in 2027? And how much will oil's surge force the Fed's hand? For your wallet, that means credit card rates tick up another 0.25%, savings yields follow, and mortgages stay stuck above 6.5%. Here's the open secret in tech right now. AI spending isn't automatically winning. Intel's 15% revenue growth should have been a win, but the stock tanked because its $140 billion in capex wiped out free cash flow. Nvidia's up because its 70% gross margins prove its spending pays off. Intel's 45%. Arm's 38%. The market's done rewarding AI hope. It wants proof. That's why we're seeing a two-tier tech sector. AI infrastructure players like Nvidia and Broadcom keep rising, while big spenders without profits, Intel, AMD, keep falling. Finally, a quick lesson on where your cash actually goes. When you deposit money, banks don't just stash it. They deploy it, from Fed reserves earning 3.63%, to Treasury bills at 5.2%, to corporate debt at 5.4%. Risk-free doesn't mean no loss. It means no default risk. T-bills are safe if you hold to maturity, but their yields get taxed as income, not capital gains. And with inflation at 3.5%, that 5% T-bill, you're only netting 1.5% after taxes and inflation. Not bad, but not a windfall. The key driver here is the Fed's rate. If they hike next week, T-bill and money market yields will follow. But if they cut in 2027, cash becomes less attractive. Here's what to watch this week. Tuesday, U.S. consumer confidence for July. If it drops below 100, expect market nerves. Wednesday, the Fed's rate decision at 2 p.m. Eastern. A quarter-point hike is baked in. Powell's press conference will signal September's plans. Thursday, first estimate of Q2 GDP. Anything below 1.5% growth, and recession chatter gets louder. Friday, June's PCE inflation data. If core PCE stays above 2.8%, September hikes stay on the table. Plus, earnings from Apple, Amazon, Meta, Exxon, and Chevron. AI spending and energy profits take center stage. Stay sharp out there.